Hey, it's Big Joe for your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, Absolute Comfort. Chris Wedekin is the owner, and he tells us why many homeowners are giving up their air conditioners for a high-efficiency heat pump.
By removing your air conditioner and replacing it with a heat pump, you are not only saving by getting a higher-efficiency air conditioner, the heat pump works in reverse and saves you money in the wintertime as well.
See if a heat pump is the right move for you by going to AbsoluteComfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
My name is Jason Hammer. Big Nige is here.
Hello.
And let's go to the man that is in charge of everything in this country. The Commander-in-Chief, your president, wheeling, dealing, hair-sniffing, kiss-stealing Joe Biden.
I got hairy legs.
Happy birthday, dear Valerie.
Kajan, Katanji drowned Jackson.
So, Big Nige, simple question. Is Joe Biden helping matters with the way he's handling all of this anti-Semitic crap that's happening across this country?
You mean the pro-Hamas protests on several different highly esteemed college campuses? Is that what you're talking about?
And not just campuses. I mean, major cities. I mean, how often have we looked out on Monument Circle and saw, anti-Israel chants taking place with those folks?
I think what's going on is helping Donald Trump in a strange way. People see what's going on. People see the inaction of the president, his refusal to even basically acknowledge what's going on. I know he had some clip that we played yesterday, but it was really kind of a non-answer. I think it helps Donald Trump.
So, Joe Biden, did he have his, quote, find people on both sides moment yesterday? Because if you remember,
this is what I'm talking about, yeah.
The media completely took out of context what Donald Trump said about Charlottesville, but Joe Biden, the Democrats, and about 90% of the national media were very effective at using that out of context.
He was saying, I mean, basically what Trump said, if he missed it, I mean, that was several years ago, there were people that were trying to, wanted to save some of the controversial statues, don't erase our history.
Right.
And then there are other people there that would say, no, this offends me. We want these statues taken down. And then on the outskirts of that were the Charlottesville Nazi crazy tiki torch people.
Right. Here was the exact statement Donald Trump made after the Charlottesville situation.
You're changing history, you're changing culture, and you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally, but you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly. Now, in the other group also, you had some fine people, but you also had troublemakers, and you see them come with the black outfits, and with the helmets, and with the baseball bats. You had a lot of bad people in the other group too.
So that was the full context of the, quote, find people on both sides clip.
As I like to call it, the Charlottesville hoax.
Right. Now, this was in speech yesterday, Joe Biden talking about what's happening on these college campuses.
Condemn the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
So he condemns the anti-Semitic protests, but I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians. So it's okay to yell death to America, death to the Jews, if you feel like you understand what's going on.
You don't understand what's happening with the Palestinians. Death to America.
And the thing is, Joe Biden launched his whole presidency on that. His initial kickoff video in 2019, heading into the 2020 presidential election, was all about Charlottesville and that hoax, as you said, Nige, from Donald Trump.
He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides. Very fine people on both sides? With those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it.
All right. for argument's sake here, let's just say you're somebody that agreed with what Joe Biden had to say in that clip when he kicked off his campaign. What are you saying now? Because it took 4 years for him to basically have his own find people on both sides moment.
And by the way, just a side, like Columbia University, as an example, where a bunch like the tent city, Gaza City tent cities set up. Imagine just, you know, you're a Jewish college student. You've realized your dream. You're going to a prestigious school to study whatever, computer science or whatever. And you got some moron yelling in your face about free Palestine and you know, so say the words anti-Israel, say the words, you know, free Palestine. I just want to go to class. And now Columbia, by the way, has gone all virtual for the rest of the semester. That's $70,000 down the drain in my book.
Email from listener John Hammer and Nigel. Every member of the media should totally be embarrassed that they've missed such a huge story. Joe Biden's been in office basically our whole lives, and we're just now finding out that cannibals ate his uncle. Thank you for that, listener John.
People don't know what we're talking about. Just look it up. It's
he had a funny speech recently where he said his uncle Bosie was eaten by cannibals. Down in New Guinea.
Okay. The New Guinea folk, by the way, aren't very happy with that story either.
No. No.
A load of crap.
But the memes have been fantastic.
Yes.
So if you've got a good Uncle Bosie Cannibals meme, post it out there on social media and be sure to tag us here at the Hammer and Nigel Show.